Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There's for everybody who got Starbucks, there's this very disturbing headline. Family sues Starbucks after allegedly being served drinks containing blood.
That's hot.
Oh, somebody at the Starbucks, I guess, had cut themselves. They didn't, one of the baristas didn't realize. And there was like blood smeared on the cups, on the rim of the cup.
Okay, but they didn't drink it.
In the drink, whatever.
It wasn't on top, on the lid?
No, it was all different places.
It was only on the inside? No.
It was on the outside of the cup, on the rim of the cup, like this barista did his or her job. And, for example, she was licking the whipped cream where it had been sitting on top. It was like, ah! And there was, a blood drip on the top of the whipped cream, so they're suing. What happened was when they complained, Starbucks called them and talked to them on the phone and said, ooh, that barista will stop making the drinks automatically, and by the way, we'll give you free drinks for a week. And the lady was like, no, this is kind of belittling, and no. Because right. There's blood in our stuff.
I saw Seinfeld. I know Jackie Chow. Who told you to put the bomb on? I tell you to put the bomb on. I got free Starbucks for the rest of my life.
Yeah, so she went and I guess she had her tested and to make sure everything was okay. And the employee was also tested, and the employee was okay. But it's 2 years later and their final lawsuit.
Right, but the amount of blood you're talking to me about, sounds like, how did you miss it? If it was on the lid and it was on the whipped cream and it was on the cup.
It was on the rim of the cup, the outside of the cup, and a drop in the whipped cream. I don't know, anything else. But it sounds pretty disgusting.
How much did she drink before she realized she drank blood?
It doesn't say how much she drank. It just mentioned the whipped cream part of it. But she didn't know if ingesting the blood could get them sick. Right. Because, so far it's 2 years. She hasn't gotten sick.
Mm-hmm.
But the girl was tested who drank the stuff or whatever. The mom had her tested and she seems to be okay. But Starbucks won't test the employee. So now she's going to an attorney because they want to know if there's anything there, whatever.
Right.
I don't know how much blood could actually, how much does it take? If there's something wrong in it, how much could it take to get you sick? I feel like it could be a drop, but I don't know.
You don't say.
But if there's nothing wrong with the blood, is it bad if you ingest somebody else's blood?
No, vampire chick. You know those people that like to do a little of that bloodletting stuff all the time? You know those freaks, the ones that file their...
Yeah, but they drink other people's blood?
Yeah, they do the whole blood thing. As long as it's fine, as long as it's clean, it's not
bad for you. You have to trust it's clean blood.
Think about it, you get blood transfusions, right? You have other people's blood.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know?
Just something about having it like on your lips or in your mouth from the coffee or whatever just sounds...
It's the difference. It's going right into your body anyway. That's a silly question, Raj.
It sounds
be
dirty and
hold on, let's get you a blood coffee right now, JP. Nothing wrong with it.
Doesn't it sound filthy to you? Somebody, some stranger's blood?
Hold on a second. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it, but you asked the question, is it safe? Well, as long as the blood's not contaminated with the HIV or anything like that.
Then you could take a stranger's blood and have a few drops of it. It would be safe for you with stranger's clean blood to put it on your tongue and drink it.
Yeah, if you're into that nastiness, some people are. Yeah. There's a lot of people that are into bloodletting and vampire kind of stuff and sex fetishes and things like that. You know, that's not my thing. I drew a line way before that.
Yeah. Even if it's clean, I don't know, on my mouth.
Ah, right.
Can't do it. So anyway,
it tastes gross. Like, it would just ruin the taste of my drink.
I wouldn't kiss my wife if she had a bloody nose. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, listen, go hold that thing down first.
You wouldn't go, let me clean up the blood for you?
No.
That wouldn't bother me, because I know her blood's clean. There's no reason to do it. I'm just saying, if it got on me and whatever, I wouldn't care.
It's still blood. Blech.
So you do see what I'm asking.
But it's not going to kill you.
No.
What if it was the what if it was the substitute teacher?
What if it was the substitute?
The what?
The drug substitute teacher?
Yeah, and she had the bloody coffee. What if it was
right? Hey, kids, we're going to do some math first before we do some
Oh, oh God, that lady.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that geez, lady.
I'm sitting like, what is going on here?
I'm sorry.
The substitute teacher story we did a long time ago who kept throwing up in class.
That's right. Well, she was drunk. She was drunk in class and...
What subject?
Guys, before we start the math, I just want to have some coffee, okay, for my stomachs.
What subject are you teaching? What subject?
I'm teaching math.
I now remember this story.
Anyway, guys, turn to page 44. It's blood on my coffee. Blood on my coffee.
Oh, no.
God, you're a twisted.
Somebody call Starbucks.
Well, thank you, teacher.
There's blood on my latte over here.
I bet there is.
There's blood in my phone.
All right, teacher, are you ready? A substitute teacher, are you ready for our top 10 list?
Can I guess number 4? Yes or no?
That's going to hurt later.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Here we go with the top 10 list. They started today. You can see the opening ceremonies on NBC tonight at 8 o'clock. Top 10 Winter Olympic events.
I got a guess.
You have a guess, part-time teacher?
Hurling.
It's called curling.
Oh, sorry.
Curling. It's curling.
Let me guess again. Is it curling?
Oh, no.
Is it hurling? What is wrong with you?
What's that at the end there?
All right, top 10 winter Olympic sports. Take a guess at them.
I got another one. What about ice
hockey?
Hockey is number 7.
What about
luge? Luge is number 6.
I'll make one.
Thank you. Luge is number 6. All right, 800-771-1025. Let the other people guess, the other students in the class, substitute teacher. 727-579-1025. See if you get the rest of the list. The top 10 Winter Olympic events coming next. 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. We'll be right back. Top 10 list. We do it every day right around this time. You guys have to guess what's on the top 10 and win the bounty prize that's attached to one of them. Today, very timely, what with the Winter Olympics going on, the opening ceremonies happened very early this morning, our time, but you can see them tonight at 8 to 11. I think it is on the NBC Network. Top 10 Winter Olympic events. And by the way, there's a ton of stuff streaming. If you want to watch like all the stuff, it streams live. Overnight, and it's just there's so much stuff. But if you just watch network, you'll get, you know, a compilation of the highlights and stuff. Top 10 Winter Olympic events. The vomiting part-time substitute teacher guest. The luge at number 6 and hockey at number 7. Let's see if you guys get the rest of the list. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. We'll start with Tim on line 1. Go ahead, Tim. What do you got?
How about the skeleton?
Skeleton did not make the top 10. No. Miles on line 2. What do you got, Miles?
Hey, what's up, guys? I got 2.
All right.
We got a first one, bobsledding.
Bobsled number 10. What's your second one?
Curling.
Curling is not in the top 10, and I'm so surprised. We love curling, but maybe that's just our bias, but no, it doesn't make the top 10. Joe on line 4.
Hey, did you say hockey was already guessed?
Yes, number 7, yeah.
All right, I want to guess swallow him.
What did he say?
I think he said slalom.
Slalom is not on here. Oh, no. Lisa's on line five. Go ahead, Lisa.
I've got two. Figure skating
is number two. Very good.
And freestyle skiing
is number three. Excellent. That's a tough one. Andy on line six. You're next for the top 10 winter Olympic events. You guys got half the list already.
Okay. I got two if I get the first one right. Snowboarding.
Okay. Snowboarding is number one.
And speed skating.
Speed skating, number five. Very good. Now there's only three left. Good job. Alex on line one.
Bobsledding.
Got it at number 10. Yeah. Mark on line two.
Mark, I'm going to have to change it to bobsleigh.
Yeah, we got it. Sorry.
Okay, sorry.
That's all right. Brian on line three, you're next.
They got figure skating, whatever it's called.
Got it. Number two, yeah, that's what it's called. Yep.
Damn.
Sorry, Brian.
What do we have so far?
Everything except three. Bobsledding, hockey, luge, speed skating, freestyle, figure skating, snowboarding.
Is freestyle skiing on there?
Freestyle's number three. You already got it. Freestyle skiing. There's other kinds of skiing-related things on there.
Cross-country skiing?
No. No. And there's other kinds of skating on here, too. No. No.
The decathlon, when they start, they cross-country ski, and then they pull a rifle off their back, and they shoot a squirrel, and they get back in the game.
I think so. I think that's what it's called. Tim on line five.
Biathlon.
No, that's what that is, right? There's two things. Yeah, biathlon. Yes, no, exactly. That's not. That's not in
that's
the top 10.
Called. Thank
that's
you.
That's what it's called.
Thank you.
Biathlon.
It'll be the first time I'm corrected.
Mark on line one. Hey, Mark.
Hey, the alpine ski jumping?
Ski jumping is number eight. Yes. Yes.
And that's the one where I win the prize?
No. Kidding. The bounty was right next to it, though. It was touching. It was touching yours. It's at number nine, but no, it is not that. Sorry. Dave is on line three. Hi, Dave.
Hey, guys. How about basketball?
That's Summer Olympics.
Yep. Summer. This is top 10 winter Olympic sports. Sorry. Lisa on line four.
What about women's gymnastics?
No.
No, that's Summer Olympics,
that's
too.
Summer as well. Yeah, Jim on line.
Left.
Jim on line two.
He just missed it with the basketball. We're gonna go with ice dancing.
No, ice dancing does not make it. Jim, sorry.
Is team handball on there?
No.
I don't know if that's a summer or the winter.
It's gotta be summer.
Winter.
How are they playing that in the snow?
No, it's inside. It's inside with the small nets.
No. The two things that are left are different versions of skiing and skating. That's all it is. I mean, it's just technicality right here. Wendy on line three. Give you the last guess, and we gotta get going.
Downhill skiing?
I guess. Is that...
Downhill slalom?
Is that alpine skiing?
Yeah, alpine downhill.
Is that downhill? I don't know which one. I know there's slalom.
Yes.
I know there's the G thing.
Super G.
Super G. But I don't know. All right, so there you go. So there's only one left, and that's the bounty with the skating, which is really...
What kind of skating?
Short speed skating is number nine. So I guess the sprints... Compared to number five, which is the regular long version of the speed skating.
Did she get the
bounty? Are you you're the captain for the short speed skating team, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. That's what I do, J-Fan. Okay.
Oh, come on. All right, it's not my best work, but it wasn't that bad. Sorry.
You'll get them next week, champ.
Thanks, Pop.
top 10 winter Olympic events. Number 10, bobsled. Number 9, short speed skating. Number 8, ski jumping. Number 7, hockey. Number 6, luge. Number 5, speed skating. Number 4, alpine skiing. Number 3, freestyle skiing. Number 2, figure skating. And the number 1 winter Olympic sport is snowboarding. There you go. Used to be figure skating all day long.
I don't even think snowboarding has got like 4 Olympics under their belt yet. I remember when Shaun White came out of nowhere. Yeah. Remember the flying tomato?
Yep. Absolutely.
Did they call him that?
The flying tomato. Yeah.
I didn't remember that. That's awful.
Yeah. He cut his hair off like a schmuck. But when he had the right hair, they used to call him the flying tomato.
I didn't know that.
That dude used to win everything. Yeah, X Games, then they made it an Olympic sport, and he tore it up. He's back there this year. It'd be fun to watch.
How old is he? I mean, you can do that into, you don't have to be young for that, right?
Sean.
I mean, he's not in his 20s.
Sean White, I bet you. Let's see real quick.
He's got to be in his 30s at least. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you're right. He does have the short hair. Definitely.
31.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's not too bad.
Yeah, he made that sport.
Thank you for not saying anything about age, JP. This is great.
It's the new me.
Look at that.
I like it.
In the last minute.
Off.
All right, you guys, thanks.
Still got a few seconds left if you want to.
Get it in, JP. You want to.
It's good. No, I'm good.
Well, Roger and JP on the bone. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. Thank you, Monica. Thank you, JR. Thank you, Brett. And the substitute teacher, thank you for being here today.
Anytime, guys, you will. Welcome.
You need the weekend to recover. That's got to be rough. Like Jamie said before, it's got to be rough on
I'll
you.
I'll take the week. Weekend to recover. Why is every word so hard?
All right, you guys, have a good weekend. Drew Garabo Live is coming next. Bye.
Bye, Felicia.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.